We're back here on KSOM as we get ready for tonight's football game between ACGC and Panorama. It's our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show, talking now with head coach for Panorama, Charlie Lake. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your football team going into this opener against the Chargers?
Yeah, we feel good. You know, great leadership is pushing us through the beginning part of our season, and a lot of high energy and kids having fun. So we're feeling good.
Very good. You're coming off a 1-7 season a year ago. Certainly looking for better performances this year. What has stood out the most for you here in the early part of the season and practices and your scrimmages?
Yeah, I think it's just our kids' attitudes. You know, they're coming in with kind of a different mentality than last season. And, you know, everything that we do, they show great effort, and they have fun with it too. So I think one big thing that I see this year that I didn't see a whole lot of last year was our guys playing for one another. You know, they're enjoying their relationships out in the field, and they do a great job of playing as a team and not, you know, looking for individual stats or individual success. So that's the biggest and most encouraging thing that I've seen so far.
Maybe one reason last year that you only got one win was you used a lot of different guys at quarterback. I don't know whether that was injuries or for whatever situation. How settled are you at that position coming into this year?
Hey, you know, we feel comfortable right now. You know, last season we had three different guys take snaps. We had Gavin Lindstrom starting the season, and then, you know, going 0-4 right off the bat, we need to, you know, make an adjustment. So we made an adjustment at the quarterback's position, put A.J. Draper there. He ended up getting hurt. And then we put Gavin back in. He ended up getting hurt. And then Cruz Crandall ended the season for us at quarterback. So going into this season, I know that was one of the things that we had to figure out was, you know, we got to settle with a quarterback and, you know, be comfortable with it, coach them up. And I think we've done that in Gavin Lindstrom. You know, he's taking snaps right now, and Cruz Crandall is playing receiver, but, you know, Cruz is always ready in case something ever happens. But Gavin's been doing a really great job right now learning our offense and just getting more comfortable in the pocket with his receivers that he's throwing to. So we feel very comfortable with Gavin Lindstrom right now.
Yeah, well, just some bad luck last year. I mean,
everybody, I know it.
You know, you're hoping for a little bit more luck out of that spot this year. How about
– Absolutely.
How about at the running back spot? I mean, Draper led you in rushing. What do you see as guys that can run the football for you?
Yeah, so we have three right now. We have, you know, during our scrimmage last Friday, Austin Wagner and Blake Schwartz took a lot of those carries. Austin, a guy that ran the ball for us last year, and he does a great job. And then Blake Schwartz, somebody that we moved to running back this season, usually plays tight end receiver, but, you know, we're pretty settled at that spot. So Blake's a good weapon, and it's just how can we get him on the football field. So we thought running back would be a good spot for him, and he's been doing a great job so far. And then also Bryce Dawes. He was hurt a lot of last season too, so he didn't get a whole lot of opportunities at the running back spot. But, you know, this season he's stepping into that role pretty great. So,
how about on defense? Who are you expecting to lead the team there this year?
Yeah, you know, defensively graduating four starting linebackers, you know, all four of your linebackers, that's a tough thing to do, and then reset for next season. But our guys have been solid in this early part of the year. So, you know, right in the middle, Gavin Lindstrom leads our offense, and he's going to lead our defense too. He's playing Mike linebacker, and then next to him, he's got a couple juniors, Trey Ratcliffe and Reed Draper, both of them comfortable playing that linebacker position. And then in the backfield, we got, or defensive back wise, Leighton Ashworth, returning all district player, Cruz Crandall and, Braden Prescott, have done a great job at defensive back. And then for our line, got a couple guys returning in, Aiden Rokels and Christian Nunez, experienced guys have been in the program all 4 years. And then Cole Karsten's coming off the edge too, a great defensive talent. And, really excited for the year that he's going to have.
So you have a tough opening here against ACGC, a team you're probably familiar with, certainly rivals. What are going to be your main challenges here with the Chargers?
Yeah, you know, I think we're just going to step in Thursday night and play our game. You know, it is a great rivalry, and it's something is something new for us to be stepping into that game, game one. But you know, it's we're gonna focus on what we need to do to win the football game. You know, so I think just play to our strengths, not play to their game, is gonna help us out in the long run.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time, and certainly best of luck here in this matchup against ACGC. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Charlie Lake, head coach for Panorama Football, joining us here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show on KSOM.